Game on 2FM.
With Gillette. Great performances begin with a comfortable close shave from Gillette. Gillette, making men's lives just that little bit easier.
Text 51552.
Game on. Weekdays from 6.
Welcome back to Game On with Marie and Donica. Breaking news. Everton have sacked Marco Silva after a run of terrible results. They're sitting at 18th in the league with only 14 points. Marie, you kind of saw it coming, didn't you?
Yeah, no surprise really. And we were going to have more on that before I go. But first, to yesterday, Ruby joined us to preview the big fight this weekend. But let's start by hearing from Eddie Hearn and Andy Ruiz.
We go to the champion, Andy. It's been a lot of work for you the last few months. You've become a superstar. I know you've kept grounded, and I know how important it is for you to defend those belts on Saturday night.
It sure is, man. It's been a long 3 months in camp. I've been training really hard for this moment, just like June 1st, you know. I made my dreams come true. I made history, and I think the important thing is to remain and make history December 7th here in Saudi Arabia.
So that was Andy Ruiz there speaking ahead of his fight with Anthony Joshua on Saturday. Now Olympian Darren O'Neill joins us on the line. Darren, last time these two met, many observers bought into the idea that AJ either underestimated Ruiz or was not himself on the night. What do you think it was?
I'd say a combination of both, to be honest with you. There was obviously going to be a bit of an under expectation from him because one, it was kind of last minute kind of thing for him. You know, we looked at Ruiz and said, you know, he's heavy, he's out of shape, he's not going, you know, he's 6'2" in comparison to what Joshua's 6'5" or 6'6", I think. You know, he was muscle bound, and you know, so the looks of it alone, you thought, look, Joshua's going to walk through this, but when you actually step back and look at Ruiz, you know, he's a fantastic boxer. He's very, very fast for a heavy guy, you know, a guy who's carrying a bit of timber, as they say. He can move very quickly. And while he's shorter, he's very, very good at getting his distance against a taller opponent, making him miss at the full range of his opponent's arms, and then getting back in on top of him and getting back out without getting hit. You know, so his speed for a heavy guy was exceptional. But I suppose, you know, then there was the aspect, was Joshua himself, you know, because I did get the feeling that he was, I don't know, maybe he had been hurt or something in training before that, because he didn't seem to be himself. But, I mean, we have seen that in previous fights where he has tried to step back and try to box as opposed to just walk through guys, which is probably what he's best at.
Darren, Rob McCracken, Joshua's coach, has said this week that it's been a great training camp and his sparring has been tailored for this fight. What exactly does that mean?
Yeah, I mean, look, they'll have tried to bring in opponents that will be somewhat similar to in stature and structure and in the way to box. But, I mean, I suppose it's as Mike Tyson used to say, everyone has a plan till they get punched in the face. But, you know, I suppose he'll have come into this camp and he won't have underestimated him. You know, I mean, it was kind of last minute thing last time round, you know, but this time round, you know, he's been concentrating and focused on him from a long period out. You know, he would have assessed what happened the last time, what went wrong, what did work, what didn't work, you know, and he would have worked on all those things. And sometimes you're nearly in a better position going in having lost, because there'll be a lot of pressure will have come off him. You know, and last time going into it, he's gone in against a guy, whoever he looked at, has been out of shape, you know, too small, chubby, whatever you want to call it. You know, so there was that little bit of added pressure on him because he was expected to win. You know, whereas this time around, people are questioning it. People are saying it's a good fight, it's a tough fight, it's 50-50. Some are siding with Ruiz, some are siding with Joshua. So he'll be a lot better prepared, and I think myself, he'll be under a lot less pressure.
Hearn has said before the last fight that you're going to see a much fitter, trimmer Joshua, and actually it's the heaviest he ever was. This time he's saying pretty much the same again, but looking at the pictures of Joshua, he does seem to be quite lean for this fight.
Yeah, he does, to be fair. And look, as I said, that will be an aspect of the last time round, and we saw it against Klitschko as well. You know, he tired earlier and then he came back through it after getting hurt. You know, the last time round he got hurt early and didn't come back, but he'll been trying to work on his endurance, because Ruiz, as we can see, he'll be there for the distance of it. Bar he gets caught or bar he gets dropped or knocked out himself, you know, he's a durable guy. But both guys are a lot trimmer this time, and I don't know about Joshua losing weight, but I wonder about, is it a good or a bad thing for Andy Ruiz? Because, I mean, yeah, he should be fitter and more durable, but he should have better endurance. But will his durability last up? Will he be able to take as heavy punches? Will he be landing as heavy punches? And you know, and you can ask the same questions of Anthony Joshua. Is he going to be more open to getting dropped or getting knocked, and he was down four times in the last fight, don't forget, you know. So is he more susceptible to getting dropped this time, you know, not being as heavy and not being as big, but he's still carrying an awful lot of muscle, so, you know, he still should be up to the task.
Darren, is it fool's gold, though, going after a kind of physique? Did we learn from the first fight that it's all down to technique and skill, and that's what won out? Is that what Joshua should really be honing home?
Well, you know, looking at what he's been saying in the last few weeks, this is what he's talking about. He said he's not worried about the weight. He said as long as he's feeling good and he's feeling positive about things, then the weight doesn't matter. And, you know, he's right, because heavyweight boxing in the professional game, there is no weight limit. You know, it doesn't matter if he weighs in a pound over the weight or if he weighs in 6 stone over the weight, you know, or over the limit. As long as he's feeling good. And that's what he said he's been doing. He's been concentrating on his boxing and he's concentrating on himself. So that is all he can do. You know, and it'll be interesting to see what actually does, occur, because will he have been concentrating on himself, as he said he's been doing, or will he have been concentrating on Andy Ruiz and how to beat him? You know, and there's an aspect of having to assess your opponent, but then you also have to go, you know what, beating Ruiz isn't, I can't box like Tyson Fury, I can't box like Mike Tyson, I have to box the best that I can as Anthony Joshua. You know, so, you know, I wonder how he's going to come out and what his game plan will be. It'll be interesting.
Darren, people that are over there looking at them, the commentators have been talking about just how fast that Ruiz is, and we saw what he did the last time out. He's like lightning. But
yeah,
how can Joshua deal with that?
Look, I suppose there's a few different trends of thought on that. I mean, for someone who's faster than you, you generally kind of step that little extra half yard off them to give you a little bit more time to react to them coming at you. But the other thing, I suppose I've been looking at Joshua a little bit in the last year or two, and he's kind of changed his styles in different fights. We saw him against Parker, and he tried to box, and which isn't what he's all about. Don't get me wrong, he's a decent boxer, but he can be quite mechanical at times. His strength is exactly that, his strength, you know, so he needs to be bombing forward. And the likes of Andy Ruiz or anyone out there, basically, if I were Joshua, I'd be getting him out there, work off that jab, push him back, and then bang that big right hand. If he steps off the likes of Ruiz, or if it was Fury or somebody else who can box, and Joseph Parker, for example, he struggled a bit with him when he tried to stand up and box him. If he gets in and uses his strength, which is, as I say, his strength and his power and all that muscle that he has, if he imposes himself on Ruiz, it'll be a different fight. You know, and then, that case then, he just needs to be careful and keep his guard up and his defence up, because Ruiz, as we said, is very, very fast, and he will counter very quickly, and obviously he can't punch. But, you know, maybe after having lost a little bit of weight, maybe there won't be as much of a bang there. We'll see.
Yeah. One thing I've been always massively interested in is the lead-up, and when they start trash-talking. But when they've come head-to-head, they've been incredibly humble. They've been nearly nice to each other. And just, Darren, from your point of view there, how can you switch in to that kind of killer instinct that when the fight comes on, being so nice in the lead-up?
Look, all this professional boxing, all this malarkey beforehand that goes on, and the trash talk and all, it's all BS, really. You know, I mean, it's selling fights. And let's be fair, these two guys don't need to sell fights. You know, they don't need to. It's set itself up since the last fight, you know, so everybody's waiting to see this, and everybody's looking forward to it. And, you know, the debate's there. Will it be Joshua? Will it be Ruiz? What's going to happen? And then the whole weight loss between the two, how's it going to affect each of the boxers, and who's going to have the better advantage? You know, was it a fluke first time round, blah, blah, and so on and so forth. But at the end of the day, these guys don't need to do it. They don't need to sell the fight, because it's selling itself. So they need to get in and concentrate on themselves. And look, I mean, I've boxed for years. I've never really held a grudge. I won't say never really. I've never held a grudge against anybody I was getting into the ring with. You know, and if you do, then you have to get that out. That's the hard part, is getting that out of your head. Because at the end of the day, it's a physical game of chess. You need to be ready to get in there. And you can't let emotion, you can't let grudges, you can't let any bad feelings cloud your judgment, because once that gets into your head, straight away your boxing brain is going out the window, and you're leaving yourself susceptible to get countered, to get hurt. You know what? It could be your worst opponent in the ring. You go to try to take the head off him. What do? You see any guys who square up to each other in a GAA field or a soccer field, whatever kind of match, first thing they do is to push the chest out, to drop the hands, to drop the shoulders. You're leaving yourself wide open to get hit. So these guys need to be very, very clever, and very, very, I suppose, collected in themselves before they get into the ring and when they're in there.
And Darren, Jason Quigley returns. He takes on Abraham Cordero. Is this just a case of him getting back on track after his loss in July?
Yeah, it should be, really. You know, don't get me wrong, I've looked a little bit at Cordero, and he has a decent record. think he's only 4 losses and 13 wins, but you know, over his last 5, I think he's only won one United 1 win, I think 2 draws and 2 losses. So he's not a bad guy, but he you know, he hasn't been able to anybody really special at this stage. You know, so Jess just needs to get back on the wagon and you know, get the win out of the way. But I suppose there's the aspect of his, you know, his first kind of camp under Andy Lee, what changes will have come into play. So, you know, there's a few different kind of aspects in play here, but you know, he needs a decent, and not a complete pushover, but he needs a decent opponent to try to get in and implement these things and implement a new strategy, and you know, have a bit of a bond with the under the new kind of connection with Andy there and see how it goes.
Game on 2FM.